Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Have you ever held in your hands a genuine piece of Lansing history? Lansing resident Ransom E. Olds started Olds Motorworks in 1897. 4 years later, this was the first company to establish a stationary assembly line. After clashes with the family to whom he sold the company, Olds resigned in 1904, then went on to establish the Rio Motor Car Company. The first company was purchased by General Motors in 1908, with its name changed to Oldsmobile. In 1906, Olds organized the Capital National Bank of Lansing, Michigan. The bank purchased U.S. government bonds, then turned those back to the government as collateral for the issue of U.S. paper money with Capital National Bank printed on it. Olds' signature as bank president is at the bottom right of the front. Capital National Bank struggled, as did many American banks during the Great Depression. When it failed in the early 1930s, it was taken over by Lansing National Bank. When Lansing National Bank then failed a year or so later, it was eventually combined with five other failed banks in 1940 to create Michigan National Bank, now part of Bank of America. The U.S. paper money issued for Capital National Bank includes notes that were 50% larger than the bills you see today, which were produced up to 1928, and then the smaller size notes of the size people handle today. The larger notes show a blue treasury seal and federal charter number, which was 8148. The smaller notes have the bank name and city at the left, and brown ink used for the treasury seal and serial number. Although national currency notes, such as those issued for Capital National Bank, were recalled in 1935, there are over 100 known surviving specimens. Over the years, Liberty Coins has handled dozens of them. We often have one or more in stock for visitors to inspect or possibly purchase. Prices start at less than $200, depending on the issue and the state of preservation. Come visit Liberty for your opportunity to hold Lansing history in your hands. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.